Our next report is from the Constitution and Bylaws Committee, and I would like to introduce to you Gabe Griffith, who is... Everybody's awake. Okay, Gabe?
Sorry, the Constitution Bylaws Chair was busy being secretary for a second.
I think they have a pill for that.
I'm sure there's probably an app for that. The committee report today is going to be fairly short. I'd like to start by thanking the committee member. Well, first, I want to thank Donna again for putting me in this position, and hopefully I can do a decent job for everyone. I'd like to thank the committee member that was here at the convention. We had a pretty good meeting on Friday afternoon, Roger Peterson. The meeting Friday was just Roger and I kind of talking about the amendment that we voted on yesterday and how to move forward. So, thank everyone for good questions yesterday and some good discussion. And with the results of yesterday's vote, the committee will be busy over the next few months. As I stated yesterday, going through the Constitution, determining all the areas that are going to be affected, and beginning to come up with some proposed ways of enacting everything. And we will have a more detailed report at the spring 2013 convention.
Okay, thank you. And I'm pleased that Jerry Consler, previous chair, is wishing to continue to be a member of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee, and I think that I would ask the CCB family to keep Jerry in your thoughts and prayers. He's having some health struggles right now, and we need to keep him in our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I was remiss in not mentioning Jerry, and I am definitely pleased that Jerry is going to remain an active part of this committee, and we'll definitely be relying on his and Roger's knowledge of the Constitution as we move forward.
Okay, thank you.
And Madam President, I believe that concludes the what I would refer to as the second part of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee report for the weekend.
Okay. All those in favor of accepting the report of the Constitution Bylaws Committee signify by saying aye. Oh, so Jeff is saying what?
Gabe said it first.
I said, don't we need a motion to vote on first?
Move acceptance.
Second.
Okay, right. We move acceptance. Do we have discussion, folks? No questions. Okay. All those in favor signified by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. I don't know if I should have Jeff and Gabe next to each other.
So moving back to secretary for a second, do I have to reflect all three votes on that motion?
No. But we do reflect that we make a resolution hereby stating that Jeff and Gabe may not sit next to each other in any formal meetings of the convention. Oh, and we have seconds. Great.
Let's see. I'm not allowed to sit by Jeff, Mitch, or Robert now. Is there anybody that will sit by me, please?
We're going to have to find a nice special corner for you. Yes, isolation booth.
The guide dogs won't even sit next to him.
Oh, no.
I move that we move on to resolutions now.
I actually move that we have a door prize before we move on to resolutions.
That sounds even better.
All righty. Let's see. We have a bag. A bag of kitchen utensils of all kinds from the... we don't know who the donation of the kitchen items came from. But we also have a $25 cash prize from California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. Let's have Peter draw that one. Let's see who the lucky winner will be. Dennis Jones? Are you in the room? Dennis Jones. Nope. Alice McGrath, are you in the room? Yay!
Yay! Can you see the microphone with the stand here, Jeff?
Yeah.
Congratulations. And Alice, I think you should give the kitchen utensils to Rob, and you can have the $25 cash. Okay.